easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
John Potter back at you live and local every Saturday from 9 to noon. Appreciate your phone calls, 884-9910. But most people text. And today, I'm starting a new habit. I'm going to have the text window open during my show so I can see what y'all have to say. This one came in. Now, the text don't give names out as to who wrote this, so I have to thank 9929 for this one. John, you just reminded me of the Christmas when I gave my girlfriend a vacuum cleaner. She had two teenage daughters, and they lived in a small condo. For weeks, there had been a note in the jumble on the refrigerator that said, "Big, beautiful, new vacuum cleaner." So, of course, I gave my girlfriend a big, beautiful, new vacuum cleaner. It turns out the note had been put there by one of her daughters. My gift did not go over well at all. It took weeks to get over that. Okay. It was, kind of reminds me of, you know, you're on Facebook or something on the internet, and somebody will post one of those, like, vintage magazine ads, and there was one where it's a housewife, and she's wearing, of course, this, back in the day, all the ads featuring housewives, they had, like, these blue gowns and things like that they would never wear when they were cleaning the house, but there's this beautiful woman, makeup and all, and it's like, looks 1950s to me, and she's hugging this vacuum cleaner. And I think the ad, the text read, "My husband loves me so much, he got me a Hoover." That's what it reminds me of. But yeah, that's a dangerous thing to do nowadays. I also get emails, and I infrequently give my email address. It's simple, renoman47@yahoo.com. And a couple of days ago, somebody sent me a screen capture of what those heathens at Reddit are talking about on the Reno Reddit subreddit. And somebody on Reddit posted this. "I asked ChatGPT to come up with Reno neighborhood slander, and this is what it came up with." Now, this kind of thing is now going around the country. I don't know where it started. Somebody on Reddit asked ChatGPT, that's the AI, you feed it a couple of facts, and it will write an entire book if you want it to. But somebody asked ChatGPT for some slander against, I don't know, their city. It could have been New York City. Who knows? And those were getting passed around a lot. And then some people joined in and they said, hey, do my city. And someone in Reno did it for us. They asked ChatGPT for slander against Reno. Are you ready, folks? Now, this is just what that terrible AI thinks of us. It comes up after a search for Reno slander on ChatGPT. "Just forewarned, it's too brutal for my tastes. I had nothing whatsoever to do with this." Okay, let's start. "Downtown Reno, 1 second you're dodging a guy trying to sell you a broken scooter. The next you're stepping over someone having a full conversation with a sidewalk. South Reno is where dreams of suburban mediocrity come true. Every house looks like it was copied and pasted from the next, and the biggest excitement is when Costco restocks the seasonal aisle. If you like neighbors who passively aggressively compete over lawn care, this is your nirvana. Oh, and let's not forget, this is where families move to escape the chaos, only to realize they've traded excitement for HOA fines and two-hour Target runs." Listen, okay, that's terrible, right? That's awful things to say about our city. But has, like, this little grain of truth in it, too. Not that I agree. Okay, North Valley. So, boy, this is going to get something here. North Valley's is like Reno's forgotten cousin who went feral. People out here don't care much about what you think. They've got their trucks, and that's all that matters. Folks, is this a little bit true here? Come on, let be honest. Sparks. Sparks is like that kid in middle school who always tries to tag along with the cooler crowd but never quite gets it right. It tries to pretend it's not part of Reno, but who are we kidding? It has Reno vibes with fewer slot machines and slightly more Target shopping. Here's Stead. If you love hearing jet engines roar overhead while wondering if that shack down the road is abandoned or somebody's actual house, Stead is for you. The only thing thriving here is the sagebrush, and even that looks like it's had enough. I hope you guys got thin skin here. I don't endorse this whatsoever. Now, Sun Valley. Oh, boy, get ready for this. Sun Valley is where Reno goes when it wants to remind itself that rock bottom isn't so bad if you got a dirt bike and a six-pack. I didn't laugh. That wasn't me. It's got a vibe like the end of the world happened, but nobody told the residents. The only zoning law is good luck. Half the houses look like they lost a fight with a tornado, and the other, that's not true, not true. And the other half looks like they're waiting for someone to finish the job. The streetlights are about as reliable as your cousin who still owes you $20. The neighborhood watch is just your neighbor who's up at 3 a.m. working on his 1974 pickup and giving the side eye to anybody walking by. You can't tell if someone's running an underground mechanic shop, a dog kennel, or both. If you're into chain link fences, rusted out vehicles, and neighbors who consider pants optional, Sun Valley's got you covered. I'm going to break in again. I'm going to say I have spent most of my life in Nevada. Reno is where I have chosen to stay, and it isn't bad by any stretch, especially when you compare us to other cities. It's got its quirks. And that's what this ChatGPT is highlighting. It's mainly false. That's pretty funny. Life is too short not to see the funny side of things. And thank God we can do that, right? You are laughing. You're going along with it, right? It'd be a lot funnier if it wasn't so negative, I will say. To me, it's like somebody had the AI skim through with a Don Rickles filter on the search. And the thing is, you know, when this AI GPT first came out, I thought, wow, well, this will be, this is a wonderful research kind of tool. Except that mean people twist it around and make it a villain. Not only that, the data comes from humans and humans fabricate and exaggerate. It'll even give you false citations. You know, where did you get that from? And it will refer you to some complaint somebody once posted online, that sort of thing. And it goes from there. And too many people have such a blind faith right now in artificial intelligence. If you make it honest, ChatGPT would be a great tool. But humans got involved in this thing.
Okay, thanks, John. Now do Tahoe.
Yeah, folks, somebody asked ChatGPT to slander Tahoe. Here we go. Tahoe is 50% forest and 50% Subarus. If you don't own one, are you even a local? And bear-proof trash cans? Spoiler alert, they're really just bear-resistant at best. And Tahoe time means nothing gets done on schedule here. If someone says, we'll meet at 3, you know they'll show up at 3:30 with a kombucha and a story about traffic on 89. Here's Southlake. This is where every tourist thinks their Prius can climb Echo Summit in a snowstorm. And don't forget, the elusive locals discount, rumored to exist, but only for people who've worked at Heavenly for 10 winters and know a guy. State Line. State Line is for people who want to gamble but don't want the bright lights of Vegas. Instead, They get the dim casino lighting that hides spilled margaritas and shattered hopes. Locals dodge tourists like it's a contact sport while somehow squeezing into that one Safeway. Incline Village. Incline Village is where millionaires live like billionaires and the billionaires complain about it. It's the only place where the HOA fines are higher than your mortgage. You'll find a $10,000 ski rack on a Range Rover that hasn't seen snow, and locals still don't understand why Starbucks doesn't deliver directly to their dock. Oh boy, Kings Beach. Kings Beach is where the beach days are glorious and the parking tickets are plentiful. Kings Beach is the land of fun for the whole family, as long as Dad doesn't cry over the parking ticket he just got. And who needs sunscreen when you have the gift shop's $20 bucket hat? Tahoe City. Tahoe City is Truckee's little brother who still thinks they're the coolest. Every new business claims to be local friendly until their $16 avocado toast says otherwise. The locals pretend to hate tourists, but without them, Fanny Bridge would just be a place where the ducks poop. This is one witty ChatGPT. Truckee. Truckee is the land of locals only stickers and $10 pour over coffees. Truckee is where everyone's a mountain person, but they still complained about REI being too far. They invented the concept of upscale flannel. If it doesn't cost at least $200, it's probably not warm enough for the brewery patio. Carnelian Bay is where the only thing wilder than the waves is the HOA drama. This is the land of second homeowners who somehow never realize their boat needs registration or gas. Meanwhile, the one local cafe is where old-timers swap stories about when Tahoe was still undiscovered, ignoring the fact that they're currently sipping mushroom lattes. Zephyr Cove is the Hamptons of Tahoe if the Hamptons came with jet skis and beer coolers. Every summer weekend, Zephyr Cove turns into a country song. Trucks, dogs, and questionable life choices. The rental kayaks are just overpriced excuses to spy on mansion backyards, and the party boats have a 50-50 chance of running aground on a sandbar. Tahoma is where people escape the chaos of Tahoe City, only to discover the chaos is just bears rummaging through their compost. Everyone here owns snowshoes, but secretly wishes they could afford a snowmobile. Two more. Crystal Bay is a lesson in extremes. Either you're staying in a multi-million-dollar Airbnb, or you're at the slot machines of the Tahoe Biltmore, where time has stopped since 1983. I know it's closed. The only thing brighter than the neon lights is the glare from the ski bros debating which powder was the gnarliest. And finally, Myers is Southlake's hipster cousin who hates Southlake but still shops there. Myers loves to tell you it's not Southlake, but the locals still drive there for pizza and beer. The community meetings are all about keeping things authentic, as long as authenticity does not mean fixing the potholes. So there you go. Watch out, Fernley. Watch out, Winnemucca. You're probably going to be next. And by the way, somebody did do Carson City, but that one is just way too brutal. ChatGPT and what the AI thinks of our communities. The internet is so rude. I saw a post just this morning. I think it came from a blog post. It's titled, "The Ugliest People Shop at Trader Joe's." What the heck? Let's go to the phones. Rob is calling from Reno. Commercials. Oh, my gosh, Rob. You have something to say about our commercials. Okay, I'll take a chance. Good morning, Rob. I'm glad you called. Go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Hey, no, I listen all the time. I know you might recognize my voice from calling before, but I had a question about the commercials. There's three things I've always wanted to ask about these. One of them, the Autism Speaks commercial. You're familiar?
No.
Okay, they do there's like, it's almost like a PSA about the commercials for Autism Speaks and looking for the warning signs when your baby's young. Well, It sounds like your commercial for that starts, there's so many times it starts and then immediately gets cut off and starts another commercial spot. So So that's one thing. I was wondering why that was never fixed. The other thing, tell me that you don't agree. And I know maybe because he's a sponsor of everything, but the Steve's Plumbing and Heating commercials. It sounds like somebody has no idea about vocal inflection, or it's just very strange. Every time I hear it, I'm like, how is that a commercial for the radio? It sounds so strange to me. The music, the tone of his voice, I don't know if he's drunk, it sounds like sometimes. I don't mean to be mean, but I'm just saying. The last thing, Brothers Windows, the commercial testimonial, sounds very distinctly like the owner who also says, we don't just stand by our windows, we stand on them. And there's a very distinct English Indian accent that the guy who does the testimonial sounds exactly like the guy who says it for the commercials, who's also the owner. Just my thoughts, something to peruse and consider through the day if you get a chance to hear the commercials again. I think once you hear these things I just mentioned, you won't put them aside.
You sound like a human ChatGPT. You got that snarky snarky way about you. It has a kernel of truth, but we don't want to hear it.
I can explain a couple of things.
You'll hear this.
Well, hold on here, Rob. The operations director has something to say. Go ahead.
There's a couple of things here that we can talk about. During you were talking about the Autism Speaks commercial. Plays on a national level via satellite, and the shows such as Armstrong and Getty or whoever, they trigger the local commercial breaks remotely via satellite. So if they're late triggering our local commercials, then you'll catch a clip of things like that. Steve's water heater, that is the owner of Steve's water heater. He is the owner of the company, and that is him playing his music in the background. We do not discriminate. So it's him playing it. And in fact, he's coming in to cut some more commercials on Tuesday with me. So we'll be updating those. Now, again, Brothers Home Improvement, they have 9 locations on the West Coast. It's all family.
Right.
We get that commercial from their advertising agency. So
we don't
produce their commercials, and we can only go by what they send us and tell us what to send. So that I think takes care of all three.
Yeah, listen out for that voice. You'll be like, wow, that's strikingly similar.
Well, we never hear the owner.
I'm not trying to back on any of them. I'm just saying.
We never hear the owner on any of them, so, except if that's him. So.
Okay.
He listens very closely.
All right. Well, cheers
closely.
For taking my call, you guys. I appreciate you guys. Love listening all the time. I'm
apparently so. All right. Thanks for calling. quickly, a couple of texts about the ChatGPT review of our fine communities. John, I like the old school one. Reno is so close to hell. You can see sparks. You know that thing? We have so many newcomers who have never heard that term, and that's why people still think it's just the greatest thing. And here's one, John, tell Steve to cut a different commercial. I'm sure you guys can help him out with some pointers. Thank you. Here's one that says you can buy a nice house in a safe neighborhood with good schools, or you can live here instead. All right. Okay. Let's take a break. I'm John Potter. This is All Live and Local. Phone number 884-9910. You're next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News, Talk Time, 1124.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Talk, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hello, John and Potter, Live and Local. It's 1128. Got a little email from somebody. I said the internet is so rude that I saw a post this morning, and it's an article somebody wrote for their blog titled "The Ugliest People Shop at Trader Joe's." But the email asks, "Have you been to the new Trader Joe's at Sierra Summit?" And yes, I finally did about 3 days ago, and it's a perfect. It's a store for claustrophobic people like me. I was so amazed at how wide the aisles are and how empty this Trader Joe's was. It was like 4 in the afternoon on a weekday. And you see, I don't like being around crowds of people. I cannot go to Reno's Costco anymore. not only just because of the crowds, but they move stuff around. You know, your purchase is never in the same place. They move it, so you have to go around the warehouse and shop some more. But yes, a thumbs up review on the new Trader Joe's at Summit Sierra. Let's go to the phones. John is calling from Wingfield Springs, I believe. With is that right, Craig? Or it's not? Okay. All right. I just see it on the phone screener that there's a. Okay. All right. Gotcha. That's cool, man. That's cool. Donald Trump today in Paris, France. They rededicated the Notre Dame Cathedral. There was that big fire 5 years ago, and a heartbreaking thing, incredible destruction of history. And since then, they've been able to rebuild it. Place looks great. Had some tours there in recent days, open to the public. And today, with big wigs from around the world in attendance, it was officially reopened and dedicated. They still have a lot of scaffolding around it. They still have some outside work going on, but it's good to go. And Donald Trump is there. I may be wrong. I can't find any report anywhere of anybody else representing the U.S. government. Was there anybody else? The president didn't go. The vice president did not go. I don't see any secretary this and that or the other. And it's just an interesting transition that has already taken place. Do you get the feeling, like I have the feeling, that functionally, where the rubber meets the road, that Donald Trump is already the president now? He doesn't have the authority, but he has the influence. And here's an illustration. This week, I think it was Monday, he went on his Truth Social page and he posted this. Everybody is talking about the hostages who are being held so violently, inhumanely, and against the will of the entire world in the Middle East, but it's all talk and no action. Please let this truth serve to represent that if the hostages are not released prior to January 20th, 2025, the date that I proudly assume office as the President of the United States, there will be all hell to pay in the Middle East. And for those in charge who perpetrated these atrocities against humanity, those responsible will be hit harder than anybody has been hit in the long storied history of the United States of America. Release the hostages now. That was Trump's post on Truth Social. And I think that is a bold and daring statement. And to be honest with you, if you're a goat screwing terrorist, over there, yes, I said it, and you're holding hostages, you better take that to heart, because those 72 virgins are coming your way just about January 21st. So I hope that his words are heard. I hope they heard the word, because if they didn't, Trump is going to snap their necks, and they got it coming. And you have to send a message to the world. You know, we have seven American hostages still being held by Hamas after that murderous attack in Israel. You cannot go capturing Americans. It's not going to pay off for you, not anymore. You're not going to get ransom. You're going to get heavy metal. You're not going to get enriched. You're going to get killed. And that's what we've got to be. That's what you got to do. I'm glad we got the WNBA lady back. I'm glad we got the Wall Street Journal guy back. But when you play games of we're going to swap with you, we're going to trade with you, we're going to give you this if you seize a hostage, all that does is get more hostages seized. If they do something wrong to your people and you go over there and you snap their neck, you're going to have far fewer people doing bad things to your people. So there. Okay, enough said. I'll leave that alone. I'm going to break for Fox News now. Our final half hour is now. 884-9910, number to call. I'm John Potter. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1133.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
All right, you people, y'all called it once, and apparently you broke the phone system. never had that happen before. But you can still text at 884-9910. I just can't get through from what I see here. Yeah, all lines are broken. Maybe that's a good thing. Here's something that was in the news this week. And, you know, we have Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield in this state here in northern Nevada. They're right off West Moana. I ride by it every day. So this week, a pretty ridiculous news story came out about their policy on reimbursing for anesthesia. Anesthesia. There you go. When you have an operation. They said they were going to cap their payments for anesthesia in three states where if you have a surgical procedure, they would allocate you money for anesthesia. And to be honest with you, I think when you're getting surgery, anesthesia is probably a good idea. I mean, that whole thing where you bite a rag or something like that, you take a shot of whiskey. I don't know if that really proved effective at covering up the pain of somebody opening you up with a scalpel. But the Blue Cross Blue Shield folks, they said, you know, we got a chart here, and it says how long surgical procedures can take, right? And we're willing to pay anesthesia fees for that amount of time, but not more. And if your surgery takes longer than our chart says it should, then we're not going to cover your anesthesia charges for that surgery. Now, they backed off that after all the bad press. My God, they came out with that right. They came out with this right when that insurance CEO was shot in New York. And now just one unlucky state is going to get that policy. I think it's Arkansas. Not us, but hey, yeah, this could be the start of a new idea or new stream of revenue. Would you put it past them? And you look at not covering anesthesia if the operation goes too long, like I did, and you say, what the heck? I mean, it seems that your surgery would take longer, I'm guessing probably for some medical reasons, you know, or maybe your doctor has slow hands. I doubt that, but maybe something goes wrong. They do a little bit extra, this, that, and the other, but you would tend to trust a surgeon, right? If someone's going to cut you open, you trust them. So I imagine a surgery would take just about as long as it needs to. I mean, did Anthem think there was some goofing off going on in the operating room? And if they're not going to pay your anesthesia for if it takes too long, then does that create pressure for me to say to the doctor, do a slapdash job? I don't know. Here's the root, I think, of this entire issue. Number one, there is massive profit taking. I remember I had a newsroom manager at a TV station I worked at back east. And we got along well. And he later moved on to manage this health insurance company. It wasn't Blue Cross, but one of the their competitors. And I saw him some several months later. It was some fancy dress-up fundraiser at some event I was covering. And he was there at his new guise as a health insurance executive, and he's wearing a tuxedo. And that's nice. You know, it was a pretty fancy event. But one thing I noticed, you know, when you and I, when we rent a tuxedo and they give you those little stud things, those little black things you put in the shirt buttons, well, his weren't black. His were diamonds. He had diamond studs on his tuxedo. And I thought, well, you know, your new job pays a lot more than your old job. There's big profit taking. There's no question about that. But here's part of the problem, maybe a major part of this problem. It's that government promises benefits through Medicaid and Medicare that it does not truly and fully pay for. And what that does, it takes hospitals and doctors, and it requires them, because they lose money on every Medicaid and Medicare patient, it requires them to turn to the rest of us who have health insurance, which we're paying for, and it requires the hospitals to charge us, the ones who can afford it, barely, to charge us more. They go where the money is. It's like shoplifting. If the store loses money in retail theft, shoplifters, those of us who are the real customers, we have to pay more. And if the government is, you know, kind of shoplifting from the hospital, requiring it to care for patients but not paying for what it costs to do that, well, then the hospital turns around and charges us more. And when it charges us more, you and I do pay, but our insurance companies pay massive amounts of money. And so the insurance companies get this complex mathematical formula. We have to take in this much in premiums to cover this much in benefits. And all of a sudden, the insurance company says, man, we can't afford to dig out the American healthcare system. We're going to have to get tighter on this. And so they do. And that's where you and I get crazy high premiums and higher copays. Gosh, I can remember when health insurance through work had no copay and no copays. There weren't any. Anybody remember that? Or yeah, I'm going way back. And pay hundreds of dollars, and we're going to deny this procedure, or you can't have this or that done. That's how it is now. It's the government forcing the hospitals to subsidize Medicare and Medicaid, and that cost is being set to the insurance companies, and the insurance companies are putting it on us. That's one piece of it. The other piece is the profit-taking I mentioned before. We have that tragic reminder of just how much they profit with the shooting of the United Health CEO this week. It was a targeted killing. And let's be honest, there are certain people who would hate that guy. Maybe his assassination was a personal vendetta because somebody wasn't covered, but it may also have been domestic political violence or terrorism by an international rival. But my money is on a loved one that was denied coverage. Never underestimate the resolve of an American who has lost a family member due to a preventable situation. And there are other examples of parents taking out perps who hurt their kids, right? The CEO who was killed was worth $40 million, made it from in-profit insurance. He made $10 million a year, $10 million a year. And with what you and I pay for health insurance, I said this earlier, I feel like I'm being fuzzucked. And my house, my wife and I, we pay almost $1,000 a month to be covered. And it's never been higher than what we're paying now, which is bad enough. And this guy with United Healthcare, that company leads the league in denying claims. A third of all claims denied, which is a joke. And you know how many people defending the healthcare situation? They say, well, if you want healthcare, you just go to the emergency room. That doesn't give you treatment. If you need emergency care, you can get it, but you're not going to get chemo or all your stuff without health care. And somebody, maybe their wife died or their mom died. If you lose your child because they were denied care from the insurance company that you paid to have insurance from, those people out there could be inspired to do something like what happened in New York City. Not saying it's right. But there it is, making $40 million by denying claims, is stealing from us, taking home $10 million a year. Corporate greed. People are dying. Oh, John, he's not stealing anything. He's just getting paid to do a job for a corporation. You know, people are paid to turn down insurance claims. I don't know. Maybe they get bonuses for it. Their only job in these companies is to find ways to deny claims. I'm not saying killing the guy was right, but it's a pretty hateful way to make a dollar. But between those two things, hospitals and doctors charging us for government shortfalls, and knowing how much profit there is in health insurance, we have the most expensive and in many ways the least satisfactory healthcare system in the developed world. And you hope that somewhere, somehow, there would be somebody, maybe in this new Trump administration, who will take a look at that and say, we got to fix this, and we got to fix it now. All right, I'm done with that. Okay, sorry, I'll shut up now. Let's take a break. Our final break, our final segment is up next, and you're next if you call 884-9910. I think the phones are working again. Go for it. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:49.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
I saw the greatest documentary on HBO last night. I loved it so much. I watched it twice. First time I saw it was by myself. Second time I said to Kathy, I said, you got to watch this with me. It's a documentary about Yacht Rock and how it started and what it is. And I loved it. I watched this whole thing with a smile on my face. You know, the king of Yacht Rock is Michael McDonald. You know, that guy. And Kenny Loggins, and oh, man, what a fascinating documentary that was. Had a great time with it. I love HBO, and I'm mad because Bill Maher is on like a six-month break right now. I just dumped Hulu because I signed on to Hulu 2 months ago, and right after that, they offer this Black Friday special where everybody gets 99 cents a month. That's all they pay for a whole year. And I'm so fed up with these companies doing it and saying screw you to their loyal customers and bringing on the riffraff with 99 cent a month. And I was paying here, what, $9.99 a month. It's not fair. And they did this like 2 months after I signed on to Hulu. So canceled Hulu, and we're going to sign on to Netflix, finally. I've held off Netflix for my entire life. I'm finally going to give in because every relative and every friend we have,
oh, don't you get Netflix? You should have seen this.
All right, fine. But check out that Yacht Rock documentary. That, you know, I love the music and I love the phenomenon that it has become. Toto and all those people. Great stuff. It's like, and they explained why some groups are not allowed in Yacht Rock land. For example, the Eagles. Too much country. Fleetwood Mac. No, too much rock. So it's jazzy soft rock. I don't like soft rock, but I love jazzy soft rock. Okay, more good news. I'm John Potter, by the way. Final minutes. And this is your payment for suffering with me for 3 hours. We're going to give away some tickets. Remember Jamie Lissau? He was on with us last Saturday. Extremely funny guy. You see him on Fox News all the time. Craig, what do we have for our contestants?
For our contestants today, Johnny, we have we have available 3 pairs. That's 6 tickets. 3 pairs of tickets for the 10 p.m. show at the Carson Nugget featuring Jamie Lissau next Saturday, the 14th. Saturday the 14th, 10 p.m. show, Jamie Lissau. And I've got 3 pairs. Be the first 3 people to text me at 775-884-9910. 775-884-9910.
We make it so easy.
Oh, don't we, though?
Yeah. So, okay, you take care of those texts, and I'll take it to the end here, Craig. Thanks a lot. Hey, isn't that nice? See, we're going to train you. You gotta sit through 3 hours of me to get rewarded. All right, before I go, I want to wish good luck to McQueen varsity basketball team. I have friends who are, their kids are in this. They're playing today in Rockland, California, okay? And the McQueen varsity basketball team is there to defend their honor in California with a very big game for it. Apparently, it's a very big game today. Also, I have not forgotten, and as a matter of fact, I started off at 9 o'clock by saying Pearl Harbor Day is today, 83 years ago today. And just like November 22nd, when we lost our President Kennedy, this is a day that must never go by without a a vocal tribute of some sort and some thoughts as you kind of think about what could happen still in our world today. So that too. And I had something else. Oh, yeah. It was the big 16th annual Made in Nevada Holiday Marketplace is going on right now. This is just a once-a-year thing. And it started at 10 o'clock this morning. It goes to 4 p.m. 16th annual Made in Nevada Holiday Marketplace is right now going on at the Flag Store Sign and Banner, 155 Glendale Avenue in Sparks, okay, till 4 p.m. The Flag Store says they've cleared out all the space in their store. They've taken their inventory out for this one day to give enough space for the 15 small Nevada businesses to display and sell their products. And it's going on now. And I'm looking over the Nevada businesses, which are there today. Tahoe Toffee. Now, does that, just saying that, sounds delicious, doesn't it? I mean, you wouldn't buy Fresno toffee. This is Tahoe Toffee. Nevada Brining Company. They were on our show, and we've had them here. And so good luck, guys. Kimmy Candy, Joe's been on the show too. Kimmy Candy is out there right now. So are the Nevada Shape gift baskets. I've seen those around. That's where you get them. Flag Store going on now till 4 on Glendale. Folks, I had fun. Tune in next Saturday, 9 to noon, live and local. I'm John Potter. Have yourself a great weekend, and I will miss you. I'll talk to you next Saturday, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 1158 WFMN.